Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Kalim, the laws of impurity as it relates to that of vessels, which is the seventh out of the eight halachas in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. Which the Rambam explains in Eil Halachas, the idea of these halachas is later is to know Kalim, the vessels, Shemekablon Tuma, that contracts and receives Tuma, Mikol Eilu, Tuma from all the Tumas that we mentioned, the Kalim Shein Mistam, and the vessels that do not become Tame. The Ketzad Mistamen, and how do they become Tame? Umetamen, and contaminate other things. Uber in Zen, the explanation of this idea is Beprakim Elo are in these chapters, which there are 28 chapters in Hilchas Kalim. The first two discussed regarding the vessel that's Makabel Tuma. Perek Gimel through Vav discusses that of wooden vessels. Perek Zain discusses that of leather vessels. Perek Ches to Yud Beis discusses metal vessels. Perek Yud Gimel to Yud Tes discusses earthenware vessels. Perek Chaf and Chaf Alf discuss regarding that which is attached and secondary to a vessel. Perek Chaf Beis discusses regarding contracting Tuma of garments. Perek Chav Gimel to Chav Zayin discusses that of Tumei Medrash, which is Tuma as relates to that of the body weight of a Zav and those similar to that. And Perek Chav Ches discusses regarding vessels that become Tumei through Mashkin, through liquids. And we begin Perek Rishon. We discuss the first Perek, which discusses what are the types of vessels that are Mekabel, that are contract Tuma. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding that, there are seven different types. Shiva mean the Kalim Heim Shemekabel Tuma Menatari. There are seven types of vessels that biblically are Mekabel Tuma. Veiluhim, and they are, which all these are only similar in the fact that they're Mekabel Tuma, but they all have different specifics, as it will be explained later on as we continue through these halachas. They have begodim, garments, vasakin, sackcloth, ukle'ar, and leather vessels, ukle'etz, ukle'etzim, and bone weir, which means bone vessels made out of bones, ukle'matzchis, and metal weir, ukle'etz, and wooden vessels, ukle'cheres, and earthenware vessels. So, as the Rambam explains, because the pasuk says in the yikra, mikol kli eitz, so we mention old wooden vessels, oy beggar or garments, oy ur or leather, oy sock, so we mention those items which the pasuk had previously said over there, whatever falls into them of something dead is going to make it tummy, so we find the source for those. Over kli matres, and regarding metal vessels, because nemar there's a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, ach es hazav ves hakasav, behold the gold and the silver, and the pasuk continues, and copper, all different types of metals that were known at that point in time, says that you're going to have to purify them, obviously, that they become tummy. And finally, kli cheres, nemar regarding earthenware vessel, it says the pasuk in Meyikr, v'chol kli cheres, and any earthenware vessel, asher yipol mehem al teichah, which is going to fall from that dead thing inside of them, whatever's inside can come tummy. But it, the earthenware vessel itself, you have to break. So that's the source for these seven items mentioned in the Torah that they're mekabel tuma. Now halacha beis, mepiash mulamdu, from tradition they learned. Shazer shenem b'Torah, this it says the pasuk mamidbar b'chol masa izim, and all those actions of the goat, that which is made from the goat, is l'rabbis kalim. It's coming to include vessels hasuyim min harkanaim, that's made from the horns, umin atlafayim, from the hooves, which is the bottom of the feet, uminat samah shall izim, and from the bones of the goats. And v'chad din l'shomim de behem b'chaya, because saying mice izim, what's made from the goats is all the different parts of it. And the v'chad din l'shomim de behem b'chaya, it's not just for goats, all types of wild and domestic animals, because the word kol seems to indicate all types of animals. Now, avakel masuim me'at mesalev, but regarding vessels that are made from bones of fowl, of birds, in the mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel tuma. That's excluded from the fact that we're taking izim to exclude that of birds, chutz mikel masui meknafo is nilbo vat, except for the vessels that are made from the wings of the osprey, certain type of bird, ubeitzas hanam esametzupa, and from an ostrich egg that's plated, that's coated. Why those two? Hoyvin doim leetzim, they're similar in substance to bone, so mekabel tuma kakli etzim, therefore they contract tuma like bone vessels. Which the Rambam says, v'kor b'enai, it's closing my eyes to say that should to Muslim the receiving that is from rabbinic tuma, but it's not really biblically etzem. But since it's similar, the Rabbanan said that they also should be mekabel tuma. Halacha Gimel continues regarding vessels that are not mekabel tuma. Kelim asuyim me'atzmais chayish shebeyam, regarding vessels that are made from the bones of sea creatures, u'me'ayre, and from their skin, tayim are pure. And kol shebeyam, anything that's in the sea is tar, it's pure. Ve'ena mekabel tuma, and tumas does not receive tuma from all the different types of tumas. And v'lo tumas medrash, not even tuma of medrash, which is from the body weight of a zav and others that are similar, which we're stressing tumas medrash, because there are certain things, like pshutei kli eitz, kli ur, kli etzim, as we'll see later in halacha yod, that although it's not mekabel tuma, but by medrash, yeah. So saying that anything in the sea doesn't even have any one of these tumas. And afa erig beged, so too if someone weaves a garment, mitzemer hagodol b'yam, from, so to speak, like a woolly substance that grows in the sea, and mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. Shemekar says in the pasuk, oy beged or garment, or leather, which min peyashim v'lomda from tradition they learned, is comparing. To say ma beged, just like a garment, min hagodol b'arts, from that which grows on the ground, af or so to the leather, is min hagodol b'arts, what grows in the ground, and not from something that grows in the sea. Now, chibur min hagadol b'yam and hagadol b'aretz, but let's say someone connected from that which grows in the sea together with that which grows in the ground. Afilo chuta mishicha, even if it's just a thread or a string, im chibur chibur, if it was such a connection, at shemesim eshneim, until it makes like the two of them, kiilohim echel tumah, they're one unit for tumah, meaning shem nitmazei tamazei, that if one will become tumah, the other one will become tumah, because it's considered as one unit, then akom makabot tumah, then all of it is makabot tumah, meaning whether that which grows in the ground and that which grows in the sea. Halacha dalet. Now, Yerali says the Rambam, it appears to me, Shakel Masui Ma'ura Oif, the vessels that are made from the skin of a bird, in Makabotumah, they are not Makabotumah. Kamaretz Maisav, like regarding the bones that we've mentioned in the previous Halacha Beis. Now, Vimtemi, you're going to say, what do you mean? But a kosher liftable of tefillin, but you're allowed to write tefillin on the skin of a bird, Ka'ur Behem B'chaya, like the skin of a behema and a chaya. So seemingly, it is something that is a kli to should be able to Makabotumah. Says Ram, no, he ne'er hadag, you find the skin of a fish. In a makabel tumah, that we know it's not makabel tumah. And v'luli zu ha'masoi, she'ena b'sekes, and if not for the filth that doesn't stop, where even if you process the skin of the fish, the smell is still going to be there, how are you kashal tefillin? But if not for that, it would be kashal tefillin. She'ena matzah, so you learn, she'avdav she'ena makabel tumah, even something that's not makabel tumah, kashal tefillin, the main lezuama. It is kashal tefillin if it does not have filth, and therefore, the skin of a bird doesn't have the filth, so it's kosher tefillin, but that doesn't make it any difference to make it makabel tumah, and it's not makabel tumah, just like its bones. Now, look at, hey, kli zchuchas, regarding glassware. Ain't a makabel tumah deritar. So, from biblical halacha, there's no tumah because it's not mentioned in the Torah amongst those vessels that are makabel tumah. But v'chom gazor lim shekabel tumah, but the sages decreed on it that it should be makabel tumah. Why? Since its initial creation, meaning the source of where you get and you make glass from is menachal from sand, so that essentially is kiklicheres, like earthenware vessel, which also comes from sand. So they gave it a halacha like earthenware vessels. Now, but since you see the inside of the glass as you see the outside, it's translucent. So they did not decree that it should become tummy from its airspace like a kiklicheres is. Until the tummy touches in it, whether from the inside, whether from the outside, like metal vessels that does not have the tumah of aviroi, has to actually touch it. And moreover, they did not decree tumah on its flatware, elam kableim, only if it has a receptacle. And also, it cannot be purified in the mikvah like earthenware vessels. But we don't burn truma kachim that became tamei by touching this vessel, which we said rabbinically could be mekabel tumah, because shlegazor leim elitl is because they only decreed that it should be suspended, meaning you can't eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it, you have to wait till it rots, but it's not a biblical tumah, and therefore you're not allowed to burn truma kachim, which you're not allowed to burn, unless it has a biblical tumah, which here it's only rabbinic tumah. Halach above, klei glolim, what's called dungware, which the excrement from an animal, which got hard, and now it's like it's a material that you can make a vessel out of it. Or stoneware, or earthware, meaning it wasn't heated in the fire. If it were, it would be earthenware, which we call klicheres. No, it's like a piece of clay. La'ilam tyran, it's always going to be pure. Ve'ema kablam tumas natumas, it's not going to have any susceptibility to any tumas, tumas midges, not even tumas midges. Limited b'seifim, not from biblical and not even from rabbinic law. And that's b'em pshutayim, b'em kablam, whether it's flatware or whether it has a vessel, either way, it's not makabel tumah. Halacha zayin, peel. This is just as a way of an example, an elephant, shabala hutzen, that swallowed the sticks, thin sticks, or like branches. The kim derchare, and it expelled it through the waste matter of the channel in where an animal relieves itself. Ho'isa mehem kalem, so if someone makes a vessel out of that wooden stick, hadim safek, a situation of doubt. On the one hand, do you say mehem kaklei glolim? Do you say it's like dungware because it came out like where the excrement does and therefore it's not makabel tumah? Or kleitz kashayu, maybe it remains a wooden vessel like it was because it's coming out as it was and because its elephant is so large and it doesn't necessarily have to be broken down. And you have the same material that it was wood. Now that's where it's a suffix. Of kafifa shenitmes, but regarding a small woven basket that's made out of thin pieces of wood that was tame. Ublaw pil, and the elephant swallowed it. Vekia, and then it expelled the derech beisrei through the waste channel, through its excretory system. Hadei b'tumah said there it does retain its tumah, because if it was tumah, it does not get removed from its tumah unless it has an actual change to the body. And here it's tumah where the basket came out whole. But if it was never made yet, that's the question if that would be galolim or would be eitz. Halacha ches, pshut kli ches, a flat earthenware vessel. Kugoy menoyro, which does not have a receptacle, like a candelabra, a kise, and a chair, a shulchan, shalcheres, or a table made out of earthenware, kiyizbem, things like that. It does not receive any tumas, well, tumas medrus, not tumas of medrus, which even though someone could technically weigh their body weight on it, let me never say not for biblical and for rabbinic law. Kashanim says in the pasuk, ashiyipa mehemel teicha yitma, that which falls inside of them, which that's talking about earthenware vessels like an oven. If it's going to fall el teicha inside of a yitma, it's going to become tummy, which teaches kol sheish le teich beklicheres. If it has a receptacle, has an inside in the earthenware vessel, then it's mekabel tuma. But shein le teich, if it does not have an inside tahar, then it's going to be tahar. Halacha Tes continues regarding the conditions regarding the tuma of certain types of vessels. So klei matches regarding metal vessels. So echad pshuteim, whether they're flat, kugon asakinim v'amasparayim, like knives and scissors, or mikablayim, if they have a receptacle, kugon ayeris v'hakum kumosin, pots and like kettles, hakom makabal tuma, there, unlike that of, let's say, cheres, it is makabal tuma. Shlomo says in the pasuk, kol davar sheyava beish, anything that comes in the fire, I mean, and that's metal, that's it's used and made in fire, so be makabal v'im pasha, whether it's receptacle or flat, it doesn't say anything el teich, like it says by that of the kli cheres. And a filateva, a migdal, even a chest or a drawer, a kaisman, things like that, shamatechas of metal, shemekablim, even if it receives arbam sa balach, a yasser, that you could put into that large container 40 sa of liquid or more than that, still, mekabotum is going to be mekabotum, meaning even though it's not similar to a sock, where other things like kliates, the pasuk appears them as we brought in the halacha aleph, which that would limit it. Here, the matcha is not compared to a sock. So Shanemak says in the pasuk called Dabash Yava Be'esh, anything that comes in the fire where the word kol includes, no matter how large it is, it's going to be a kabel tumah by kli matzches. Halacha Yud. Now kli eitz, wooden vessels, a kli oir, and leather vessels, a kli etzim, and bone vessels, mekableim, they're containers, kugoy nardeva, like a kneading trough made out of wood, vachemis, or a leather flask, kriyizbem, things like that, mekabel tumah debritaira, they contract tumah from biblical law. But they're flatware. Kugin aluchas, like the tablets, vaikisa, and the chir, va'er, sha'ichim labo, the piece of leather that they eat on, kayisman, things like that. In mekabotumah, and there's cipher. There it's all mekabotumah from rabbinic law. Krishnam, it says in the pasuk, mikol kli eitz, from old wooden vessels, where the pasuk concludes, I beggar to oir, I sack, like we said, it compares it to a sackcloth, and then it's time until the evening. Which Mepiash Mulamda from tradition they learned, Masak, just like a sack, Sheishle Beis Kibla has a receptacle, of course Sheishle Beis Kibla, also all those other ones, including the wooden vessel, is only if it has a receptacle. And Ukli Etzim, and bone weir, is Kukli Etz, is like wooden vessels, L'chaldav, all halachas, and the reason for that is because we learn that their tuma, as we say in the halacha base, from V'chol Maise Izim. And the pasuk there continues, b'chol kli eitz. And the pasuk is comparing that to wooden vessels, therefore has the same halacha, which we said is also limited to the parameters of, like, has to be similar to a sock, that it has a base kibble. And therefore flatware, biblically, would not. But rabbinically, yes. Now, b'med v'mum, when do we say, shetumas p'shutem, do we say from that flatware is rabbinically tummy? Is b'shar tumas chutz m'tumas medrus. This is regarding all other tumas, except for the tumah of medrus. But avo b'medrus hazav chaver. But regarding when a zav or a thing or people like him, like a zav, a nida, and yoledus, when they put their body weight on the chair or bed or things like that, mistamim minat taira. Then even the flatware of the wooden vessels and things like that would be biblically tami. Kashnem b'pas says miyikro kol mishka b'shiyishkav. All the bedding that they would lay on, which is kol asal mishka b'lemerik. Anything that's made to lay on or to ride on, kamishban, like we explained in Hilchas B'tami Mishka B'Mishka Perikzen Halacha Aleph, will have the halacha of Tuma Minatayra of Medrus. And V'chein Kli's Chuchas also Mishka, but also glass vessels that are made to lay on, Mistame B'Medrus, and the brain will rabbinically have the Tuma of Medrus, because, like we said, rabbinically we consider them as metal vessels, which could have the Tuma of Medrus. Halacha Yid Aleph, Kol Shu Arig, I mean it's woven, Bein Mitzemer Pishtim, whether it's from wool and linen, Bein Mekambis and Mimeshi, or whether from hemp or silk, all other things that grow from the dry ground, Huanikra, that's what's called beged linya tumah. It's called the garment for the laws of tumah. And balavadim, so to felt, is kubigod mukhadavar, is like garments for all halachas. Lochi beis, hasak, regarding the sack cloth, huchute seir. What that is it's strings of hair. Hagedalin, which actually that's from the word of gedilim taslach, which means it's spun, kish, it's woven, kishal shelis, like rings in the form of a chain. Or it's woven like garments. Echad asim and izim, whether it's made from goats, or mitzemigmalim, or it's made from the wool of camels, or misnav hasus vaparu, or from the tail of a horse and a cow, or anything like that, any type of hair. Echad argmam, or whether that which is woven from them, kamoi hamartzufim. For example, like these large, strong baskets that they use to load up large containers to ship on boats. Or that which is braided, which is this wide band that's wrapped around the belly of the animal. Creates about things like that. And that's the halach of sak. Aval hachavalim, but regarding ropes, mamashichis and strands, hashazurin that are spun. Beimna seir, whether it's from here, beimna seir, whether it's from wool or from linen, then ainu makabatuma v'nasim, they're not makabatuma on their own, because they're not something that's braided together with other things. But if it is connected to something that's makabel tumah, it would be metame, but on its own, it's not going to be makabel tumah. Any vessels that are made from reeds, from the willow branch, and from the reeds that grow on the edge of the rivers, and from the branches of a palm tree, and from leaves and from branches, and the bark of a tree, and from certain types of grasses, which are the small baskets that are braided from the growth of a tree, which are large woven baskets, and these are large mats that are woven from reeds or from thin pieces of wood, and from mats, which are the soft mats, which are woven from grasses. They're all halachically like wooden vessels, which are called godlam in the arts, because they all grow from the ground. Okay, it's like a tree. And echikli cheres v'echikli neser. Earthenware vessel is the same as neser vessels, which neser is like a soft type of a stone, which gets dissolved very easily in water. L'chol davar, for all halachas, they have the same thing. Which kol kli asim ma'afim in ha'forest. Any vessel that's made from whatever earth from the earths, which all types of earth, whether it's mud or sand or soft or hard earth, and then you burn it in the kiln, in the oven, in the furnace, that's an earthenware vessel. And that includes the clay neser. Now, the tanner and the oven, which is wide on the bottom and narrow on the top, the Talmudic oven, and a range which has a place where to put two pots, and a stove, which is the same thing like a kira, just has room only for one pot, which all these three are made of the earthenware. But kiritzim or similar things, mishaha binyan, is from all other types of structures, because it's connected to the ground, it's called a binyan, sha'efin behem or mamash behem, that you bake in them or you cook in them, hakol makabal tuma din taira, they all biblically have the halacha of makabal tuma, meaning even though they're connected to the ground, and anything connected to the ground is not makabal tuma. But the reason is because the Torah says in Yikra that Tanu v'Karam Yutatz, that you're going to shatter them, you see that it's Makabal Tumah, and B'tumasim B'tumas Klicheres Shavah, and their Tumah, and the Tumah of earthenware vessels, are all the same in their halachic qualifications.